各位弟兄姐妹平安。
And peace to brothers and sisters.
我现在要讲的就是我一路蒙雨蒙救雨的引领。
And I'd like to tell you how the Lord has led me all the way.
我是梁家兄弟兄的妈妈。
I'm the mother of Brother Timothy.
78年以前我出生在河南一个农村。
I was born in a suburban area, in a farm about 78 years ago.
父亲呢是经商。
My father was a merchant.
母亲是务农。
And my mom was taking care of the farm.
那时我们的长辈啊大多是重男轻女。
And at that time, it's the culture that they emphasize, they favor boys over girls.
这要从我外公讲起。
So it all started, I had to start from my grandfather.
我外公生两个女儿。
And he gave birth to two daughters.
因为我妈妈是老大。
And my mom was number one daughter.
她要叫她找女婿。
And in order for her to marry somebody,
我爸爸说不肯找女婿。
And my grandfather,
我爸爸说。
My own father refused to be taken in.
结果呢就约定啊生小孩第一个是归男方。第二个是归女方。
Therefore, they had this deal done that once they gave birth, the first one will go follow the last name of my father, but the second one will follow the last name of my mother.
那我是老二。
And I'm number two.
命该于此。
So that was my fate.
一生下来满月被外公抱走。
And I was immediately taken in by my grandfather after I was born.
虽然是个女的外公不大喜欢可是有总比没有好。
The fact that I was a girl, he didn't like it too much, but it's better than not even having a grandchild.
但给包去的也算是娇生惯养。
And so I was quite spoiled.
可是两年以后啊
and 2 years later,
事情有了变化。
And things started to change.
我的阿姨啊
my auntie,
生了两个双胞胎男生
and gave birth to a twin boys.
我外公啊就喜提望外。
And also my grandfather was very happy.
这个女孩子不能传根接代。
Because you know how a girl cannot carry the family.
还是退还给她父母。
So I was returned to my own parents as a result.
可是那个时候呢
And then, at that time,
我的妈妈呢心里非常高兴。
And my mom was very happy about it.
因为我的姐姐我还没有出生以前就过世了。
Because my older sister actually died before I was born.
虽然我底下有一个弟弟又有一个妹妹。
Under me, there was a younger brother and a sister.
我妹妹六岁的时候也死了。
My sister died at age of six.
那我妈妈说我现在一男一女一枝花。
So that I become the only daughter in the family.
对非常高兴在父母团圆的家庭。
I was able to reunite with my parents and grow up there.
可是我就是还是女孩子总是不如男孩子。
However, the culture still favors boys over girls.
我父亲呢常常叹气。
So my father always sighed.
唉为什么我这个女孩子不变男的男生不变女的
How come they don't switch sex?
这个原因呢是我们两个这个姐弟啊去上学。
Because I and my younger brother went to school.
我比他大了一半，我当然比他聪明，是吧
I outperformed him because I was much older than him.
我爸爸说，这个女孩子这么聪明，男孩子这么笨，你们要是换过头多好啊。
So my father always wished I were the son and my brother were the daughter because I was smarter than him.
哎呀，这个重男轻女的观念啊，在我心目中啊，我觉得女孩子真是。很倒霉
And I really feel so being so unlucky to be a girl.
哎呀这就是感谢主了
But I thank the Lord for that.
那个时候的主给我的就是叫我阿姨生了两个男生
I thank the Lord because my auntie gave birth to twin boys.
叫我回到我自己的家庭
I was able to return to my own family.
过了一个很幸福的生活
Had a very happy childhood.
总算一家成员了
So I united with my own family.
我这个因为我有现在就是年纪大了就是体弱多病 所以什么糖尿病啊高血压啊这个有胆固醇，所以我我一上台讲话呀就很容易紧张。一紧张我刚刚是有吃一点镇静剂的。可能是没有多大关系。我有写一点点，因为我先生呢他不大喜欢女孩子抛头露面。
My husband is quite conservative. He probably
我从来没有跟他讲过我今天要上台。
I haven't told him that I'm gonna
我昨天晚上半夜三点我起来躲到电所要写一点稿子。
And this morning at 3 a.m. I sneaked.
他一醒来，哎，床上怎么没有人呢？老太婆去哪了？
He woke up and couldn't find.
哎，我一看有动静，
and、
我起来
看。哎。
游泳池的门也打开了。
And the door to our pool was open.
厨房的门也亮了。
And the kitchen light was on.
哎呀，我说不对了。
And
我就赶快站起来。
Wrong.
他说你在哪里啊？
And sure enough, he was.
我说我在电手也不行吗？
I said I was in the restroom.
就停止了，没有再写。
So I cannot continue to write what I'm going to say.
他一直看着我，刚刚来教会，我想要写一点底稿。他一直看着我，一直看着我。你今天好像是有点怪怪的，他觉得，所以他一定要上来。我要来上台以前，我跟他讲，我今天要教人家怎么做菜。
So I try to calm him down by saying I'm going to share with people how to cook.
他现在在那里听。
Now he's listening to us right now.
好，我现在在感谢主啊。
I thank the Lord.
我到了一年级的时候，八岁与小学跟你们一样。
I went to elementary school at the age of eight.
九岁那一年呢、啊、
At the age of nine.
我们家乡是土匪。
And their local gang members.
我父亲是商人。
Invading to the community because my father was a businessman.
我们的河南呢、啊、是产地平阳。躲呀，没有地点躲。
And because where we stay was like a plain, so you can't even find a hiding place.
于是他做生意赚了一笔钱，他就在湖南湘潭买了一片大寨。
And because he made some money due to the business here, so he was able to find purchase another place.
有山有田，盖了一栋瓦房。
And he found a nice place by the mountain on the flat land, and he built a little house for us.
我们全家人就移民湖南湘潭。
So we migrated from 河南 to 湖南。
对。山明水秀
，It was a very nice place，
鱼米之乡
，And it was very fruitful in
production。所以，好景不长
，Yet the good time did not last too long。
十岁的那一年
，At age of ten，
七七事变
，And because the
Second
World War occurred，
卢沟桥是七七事变，大家都知道。
July the seventh，
中日开始打仗
，And our China started to defend attack from Japan。
兵荒马乱
，and it was a mess.
飞机大炮
，there all kinds of weapons, airplanes.
民不聊生
，and a lot of people survive.
东躲西藏
，we had to run away and hide ourselves everywhere.
白天困在山中
，and the last time during daytime we hid ourselves in the mountains.
晚上回家睡觉
，and return home at night.In the dark.
真是提心吊胆。
And it was like you always worry about the war.
我为了要保持安全，女扮男装。
And in order to be safe, I pretend to be a young man.
把头发剃得光光的。
And I shaved my hair completely.
穿得透透的。
And then dressed really
clumsy. 人家叫我铁拐力，铁拐力你知道吗？就是松猴子那个铁拐力呀、啊。
So they gave me a nickname according to the ancient Chinese story.
对，经过了八年抗战
yeah, after 8 years of the war,
总算逢星发迹
we finally was able to survive through
it. 没有被日本人毛发未伤
and I was not hurt in any way through the war.
等到我17年那一年
and when I was 17,
胜利了
and finally we won the war.
日本人打垮了
and the Japanese were defeated.
鬼子投降了啊
They surrendered.
百姓呢都很高兴采烈。
We rejoiced greatly.
后来我的父母就想了
My parents thought,
你已经快十八了
You're about to be 18,
这个日本人对你我们保护你的很好
We protected you well,
是不是要找一个人嫁了
Now it's time for you to get married
要嫁什么人呢
And who should I marry to?
因为我是乡下
Since I was born in suburbs
嫁给乡下我觉得门不当户不对
I didn't want to marry another guy from suburbs.
因为我有读几笔书。
However, because I'm well educated.
那嫁给什么人呢
？So who should I marry to?
那我妈妈就讲说，有一个亲戚来说媒。
My mom said, you know, we got this relative.
是我们家乡的一个，一个很帅的年轻人。
Introduced to us a very handsome young man.
他说你假如记得的话，你读一年级的时候。
Remember,
他已经在那个高中啊当教务老教务主任了。
He was the teacher while you were at.
不是是哪一个？他是在说。
I don't remember.
他说是就在讲台上字写的漂亮的那个。
And she said the one that always sat on the platform and wrote beautiful Chinese words.
我妈说，那个人假如你要愿意的话，你就点头。
My mom said if you're willing to marry him, just nod your head.
你假如不愿意，你可以摇头。
And if you didn't like to marry the guy, you can shake your head.
我在那个时候想。
And so I thought.
长得又帅。
He was surely good looking.
字又写得好。
And handwriting was beautiful too.
那我们乡下的都是些土包子。
And all my neighbors in the community weren't educated.
他又住在城里。
And he's from the city.
那为什么还不点头呢？
I should not nod in my head.Why should I hesitate?
于是呢，我就点了头。
Therefore, I nodded my head.
这一点头六十年。
Then 60 years followed that.
这六十年中间的日子啊，
and the day,
你们知道是如何的经过。
You know how we passed the 60 years.
凡是你们年轻人结婚生子的，经过的酸甜苦辣，我全部都有。
Whatever you have experienced in your life about marriage life, I have.
让我们呢。是一个是北方长大
Because one of us is born in northern part of the country
我是南方长大
I was born in the southern part
这个南白湖
So we are different as far as
年龄差一大截
And our age has a big gap as well
他已经三十几岁了
He was in his 30s
我才十八
I was only 13 when we got married
可是那个时候因为他是我是想乡下那么苦
And because I thought the life in suburban wasn't good.
嫁到城里又是读书人。
To marry someone from the city and also well educated.
一定比我妈妈好。
It's better than staying home.
因为我妈妈是个老八股。
It's better than what my mom had gone through.
这也不肯，那也不行。
Because my mom was very conservative. She would not try anything challenging.
还教我读了很多书。
She helped me to be
receive
education.
读三字经
and she also trained me well.
读女儿经
to read all the literature as Chinese would.
读杂志求真
and to read all the important literature.
杂志求真就是要写账你要写符咒的冲算怎么写女孩子会写账就好了
and her idea is just as long as you know how to keep accounts
她说
keep book, that's all, that's enough.
女孩子不能书读的太多
and her idea is not I should not read too much books
女子无才便是德
and it's better I know little
就反对读书
she was opposed to the idea of going to school
你可以读一些习时闲文
she said yeah you can read something that's good for you virtual
那我又读那个幼修群灵
and also I learned from this book 幼修
老书可以读她说养
It's okay to read those old traditional Chinese books.
洋学堂不能去。
But don't bother to receive modern education.
都请的那个私塾老师啊，到家里来读。
So we have like private tutor educating us at home.
刚开始说，闲莫乱步啊，话莫高声，可是我讲话最大声。
Oh, they taught us how to behave ourselves as like a real lady. Don't speak loudly, but you know, under the country case.
对。以后又读了些什么？读了《幼学群灵》。
And then I learned from the book《幼学全灵》。
还有读《诗经》。
And also poems.
最后读《古文观止》。
And lastly, the book called《古文观止》。
对。最后终于上了洋修堂。
And finally, I was able to go to school.
小学五年级的时候。
At the fifth grade.
日本人把我的学把我们的学校炸平了。
Our campus was exploded, damaged by Japanese army.
我没有拿到毕业证书。
So I did not receive the graduation certificate.
日本人那个是岁月占了我们家乡，可是乡下他是占七公路一线，没有占一片。
Even though Japanese took over our land, but because we were in a distant suburban area, so they did not touch us.
我们还是照样可以去读初中。
We could still go to junior high.
初中那个招考的时候也等于是学校招考，我就参加考试。
And so I had to pass the entrance examination for a junior high school.
我一考就考榜首。
And I was ranked number one in the examination.
我们校长说啊，你不要骄傲，我是看到你的名字好写在第一。
My principal says, don't be too proud. Actually, because I like your Chinese name, that's why I put you first.
结果读了一年多。
And after a year or so,
学校被炸了。
And our campus was damaged.
初中我也没有毕业。
Therefore, I did not graduate from junior high.
以后以藤短学历读高中。
And with equal qualification, I attended high school.
高中读了一年，同样的命运。
And again, a year after that, same thing happened.
好，我已经讲到我结婚了吗？结了婚了。
And then now let me talk about life after marriage.
第二年呢，我先生呢就奉派军方当军友。
And the second year after marriage, my husband
军队里头的邮局
was assigned to be the postman.
那我们就离开我们那个城里头的家呀。
So we left our home in the city.
就到了武昌。
Went to the city called 武
昌。武
昌，
武昌，许蚌会战。你们知道许蚌会战吗？
time,
那是共产党跟国民党国共战争的许蚌会战。
And, Party.
国民党打败了。
And the nationalists were defeated.
共产党胜了。
Communists, won the victory.
那我先生的军队呢就往南方逃。
So we had to flee toward the south.
逃军队行军的时候不能带眷属。
And at that time, military people are not supposed to take
their child. 他就把我送回湖南。
So he sent me back to 湖南。
那他就随军到了汕头。
And he followed the army to another city called 汕头。
大概没有几个月。
Not many months after that.
那个时候共产党是势如破竹。
And the communists defeated nationalists greatly.
马上我们湖南又共产党占了。
And soon, very soon, my home at 湖南 was about to be taken over by.
那我的家乡呢？我的门口就写一个“八路军大队长住此”。
And at the gate of our village, there was a sign posted says the leader of communists occupy here.
那我就给我妈妈讲啊，这个八路军来了对我不利，因为我是国军。
And because I'm married to a nationalist, and it's not good for me to stay at home.
第二天我就跑了。
So I run away the second day.
我一跑就跑到我的姑妈家。
And I went to my auntie's house.
我姑妈说，你收收也不能带钱，你到哪找你先生呢？
And my auntie says, you don't even have money with you, how are you going to find your husband?
可是我也不知道我先生现在军队到了哪里。
And I had no idea where he was.
可是他有写信给我。
But he wrote letters to me.
那个信上面有他的军队的番号。
And you can see the special number assigned to his...
我就把他的信呢、啊。叠着小小的放到我的鞋子底下弄个布缝起来。
So I folded his letters into small pieces and put at the bottom of my shoe and then hid within the sole.
那个时候恒山离我家乡是30里路。
He was in a city called 恒山 it's about 30 miles away from me.
我的家乡是土八路站了、啊、可是恒山还是国军。
My home was taken over by communists, but 恒山 was still, was dominated by nationalists.
那个时候我姑妈呀她说你也不能带这么大现大洋那个时候都现大洋嘛。
And at the time our money was in bitcoin.
那我给你想个办法我有两个耳环。
She said, you know, my auntie said, I have
九成金
gold earring.
那就把我一个这个里头啊缝一个这里缝一个这里缝一个。
So she saw those earrings under, in the sleeves of my clothes.
结果真的，我被了国军把我抓去了。
I was captured by nationalists later on.
他说我是土八路。
They claim that I belong to communists.
我说我不是，他说你。
I wasn't a communist.
你怎么说你不是呢？
I said, how can you prove it?
我把我先生的信鞋底拿出来给他看。
I was able to show them the letter hidden in my soul.
哦，他赶快给我鞠个躬，大嫂。
And they bowed to me right away and showed their respect.
他说你放心。
They said, don't worry.
我们都是自己人。
We are one family.
我也就想，我说我很幸运，感谢主。
And I thank Lord because I'm
遇到自己人。
I found my own people.
我也给他戴着高帽子。
And I also praise them.
我说在家是靠父母，去外头碰朋友，我的运气很好，碰到自己人了。
I said, I'm very lucky to encounter you, actually a family member.
他说大嫂你不必烦心。
They said, don't worry about it.
你就给老百姓啊安定下来，明天我给你弄一个放行呐、啊。
Just settle down here.
放行，这是开一张放行。
We'll give you a special.
就派一个勤务兵。
And they sent a little soldier with me.
把我送到横山火车站。
To escort me to the train station.
可是勤务兵到了半程，他说我不送了。
Yeah, however, halfway to the train station, that soldier.
我说弟兄啊。
So I said, brother.
我们在家都靠出门靠着。我说你需要什么？我身上还有三块大洋。
I said, what do you need? I still have three big dollars.
我还要给我先生做的袜底，还有一张枕头。
And I have a pillowcase and also the socks I did for my husband.
我就全部送给他。
I gave them completely to him.
兄弟，做几年，拜托你。
Brother, just taking as a gift.And help me to get to the station.
他说那好吧，走吧。
So finally he agreed.
哎呦，那里听到火车哔哔哔叫。
And then we heard the beep beep sound of the train.
我就赶快跑啊！那个勤务兵看到我，跑到了火车站。
To the station.
哎呦，一看到火车一个煤车，一爬呀，那他又一腾一腾我就爬了，
I
跑到那个煤车边子上一躲下来。
And hide myself inside the train.
可是我的心里那个时候啊，是最高兴的时候。
And I was so happy that I made.
我终于自由了。
Because I was finally free.
这火车不是要跑了多久？跑到广州市。
And it took a while for the train to reach the city called.
我到了广州一下车啊，一个人地松松。
When I got off the train, I knew no one.
我怎么办呢
？What should I do?
我先找宁楼。
And I looked for those jewelry store first.
把我这个两个耳环拿下来。
To liquidate the golden earrings.
到金店去换钱。
To make into cash.
金店给我八块现大洋。
They gave me big $8.
换港币27块钱。
Equals to $2,700.
我已经有了港币27块钱。
So I had $2,700.
我可以安定下来了。
I was able to settle down.
我就找一个小小的旅馆住下。
So I stayed in a small hotel,
我就开始找我先生。
And started looking for my husband.
我说那个兵荒马乱，我从哪去找啊？
And I didn't know where he was, especially in the time of war.
因为我先生是干邮局的。
And because he served in the post office.
我就到了广州邮政总局。
So I went to the headquarters of the post office in that province.
我就去问他的服务台。
And asked for information.
我就请教你们呐。
And I said, may I ask you guys?
那个军邮局啊，哪一军哪一军的军邮局啊，保密一下。我说现在在哪里？你查得到吧？
So can you find out where they are settling down?
有一个老先生矮矮的。
And there was this old man.
他心地很善良。
Petite in stature, but very kind.
他说妹子啊，他叫我妹子，因为我才21岁嘛。
Oh, young lady.
他说你到哪来呀、啊？我说。
Where do you come from?
你要找谁呀、啊、
？Who are you looking for?
我说我走湖南来。
As I came from the province.
我要找我的先生。
Looking for my husband.
他说你现在在哪里呀、啊、
？So he said, where is he?
我说在一个军队里头的军邮局。
He's with the army.
我说把信给他看。
And I show him the letter.
他说我帮你查一查。
He said, let me help you.
因为他们邮局干邮局的都知道。
Because they would know where they are.
哎呀，他说你好命啊。
He said, hey, you're pretty lucky.
我心里就感谢主。
And I said, oh, thank the Lord.
他说找到了。
I found him.
找到了，在汕头啊。
It's in the city called 汕头。
他说我又没有电话，我说我怎么打的
？I said I don't have the phone.
他就有一个公的电话，我帮你打，我帮你打。
They have this phone at work, so he dialed.
一打打到兵部。
And they went to the
兵部的那个执勤人员呐、啊，就跟我讲的话。
And whoever was on duty.
他说你是哪里啊
？Says where do you, are you calling from?
我说我是走湖南逃到广州来的。
I said I'm someone who just fled from.
家里被共产党占了。
My home's been occupied by communists.
对，他说你的先生是干什么的
？So what does your husband do?
我就把他的名字，把他的 服务的机关给他讲。
So I gave him his name and his position.
他说好好好，我帮你打电话联络。
He said, let me try to see if we can find him.
这个就联络了他。
And then they found him.
就良心过。
Our dear, my dear lover now.
他一接电话哈。
And when he got the phone,
紧张的要死。
He was so nervous.
你怎么一个人来啊？我不是派人去接你吗？
He said, how come you don't come alone? Didn't I send someone to get you?
我说你派人已经来不及了。
I said, it's kind of late to send somebody to get me.
他马上跟两个姐妹到广州来接我。
Immediately, he brought two soldiers with him to...
那个时候刚结婚不多久，非常甜蜜。
We were considered newlyweds, so we had a very sweet gathering.
就把我接到了汕头。
So he brought me to 汕头。
山头住了还没有几天
and not many days after that,
他是军队要调金门
his military, the group he was with had to go to another place called金门
便说不能带
yet spouse is not allowed to follow
糟糕了又要分开了
so it happened again, we had to be separate
这个他到了金门
he went to 金门
我就跟着军眷呢来到台湾
and went with other spouses of military soldiers and went to Taiwan
那是1949年我到台湾
so I arrived in Taiwan in 1949
21岁
I was 21 years old.
等了一年我先生50年到台湾
And then in 1950 my husband arrived in Taiwan as well.
解除军邮
And then he was released from his duty.
在基隆邮局上班
He began to work in the city called 基隆
我们夫妻团圆
So we unite together.
一年以后开始生小孩
And a year after that start to have children.
7年生了5个
We had children in 7 years.
哎呀，那种生活是真紧张，因为手上又没有多少钱。
Because we weren't rich at all.
5个孩子要怎么带
？Our life was very nervous. We had to take care of 5 children.
举一个例，我去买菜。
Give you an example. I would go to the market.
老五是背在背上。
Number 5 would be on my back.
嗯，老大跟老二是站两边，中间是两个坐在一个椅子，我推5个去买菜。
Number 1, number 2 will be standing by my side. I'd be pushing a bike, and number 2 and 3 will be in the basket on the bike. So 5 kids go to market with me.
那个菜就放到下面篮子里头。
whatever grocery we bought will be underneath the basket, at the bottom of the basket.
这要应该要长话短说，说太久了时间不够。
Okay, sure.
一个孩子一个一个长大。
And one by one they grew up.
我自己又做衣服，又打毛衣。
I learned to how to knit.
好，现在说说一点，我这个小儿子8个月的时候。
And when my youngest son was 8 months old.
我的小女儿大概3岁多吧。
And my youngest daughter was about 3.
我就开始到草灯去学打毛衣。
I learned how to knit.
大的带小的，小的带他，还有两家姐在带小弟弟。
So the older one would take care of the younger one, one by one.
还有5个人在家里。
5 of them would be home.
爸爸是上班，邮政局很忙的。
Daddy had to go to work home.
晚上7-8点钟才回来。
He does not return home until 8 o'clock.
他要等最后一批信送完了。
Because he was in charge.
邮差收工，他才下班。
He had to make sure all the mails are gone. Everybody was gone, and he lock up and come home.
可是我一个打毛线机器，我学会了打毛衣，一个
I had this knitting machine at home. I learned how to knit.
一边是做衣服的机器，我准备家庭副业。
And that was just like my side job at home.
我第一件跟人家打了一件毛衣。
And I made the first clothes I knitted.
赚了30块钱台币。
I earned 30 NT dollars.
那个太太说我的毛衣怎么少了一两
？However, they measured the my customer measured the weight of that sweater and said, "How come it's 1 ounce lighter than it's supposed to be?"
我说我的天哪！
他说 Oh my God！
我任性容易给你打，还给你熨得好好，扣子钉得好好。你说我少一两
？But you claim that I was short. It was short by 1 ounce of the yarn.
可能是旧毛线曾打飞跑掉一些了。
Maybe the weight may be related to the dust that got off during the process.
以后我说这个副业很难。
Therefore, I said, well, this is hard money.
我小儿子4岁的时候。
And when my youngest son was 4 years old,
我就跟我先 我就跟我先生说啊，我要找一份工作。
I told my husband I better find a good full-time job.
我先生说你带孩子好好的。
He said you should be home taking care of children.
女人为什么到外面抛头露面啊
？It is not good for a woman to work in public.
在家里乖乖好的，我会养活你。
Just stay home and be good. I'll take care of you.
我说你养活我，可五个小孩子越来越大，这样将来的教育会怎么办呢
？So how about the education fee we need for the children?
吵了一大架，终于答应我了。
And we had such a quarrel. Finally, you agreed.
我就开始上班。
So I started a job, started work.
我上班第一天呢，去面谈。
And the first day when I went for the interview,
那个面谈官他说。你有没有文凭呐、啊、
？And the person that interviewed me says, "Do you have any education degree?"
我说我有一张小学四年级的文凭。
Yeah, I have one that proved that I reached the fourth year in elementary school.
他说我看你的字跟写的不错嘛。
He said, "Yeah, your handwriting is very nice."
我说我读了很多私书啊。
I said, "I read a lot of books."
他说你没有学历，你怎么做公务员呐、啊？
He said, well, how can you work as a civil service employee without proper degree?
我说我工友也可以啦。
I said, I'm willing to be even.
我在家里也扫地呀、
啊。A janitor, because I clean my house at home.
他说你这个局长太太说你做工友不大好意思吧
？Well, we don't want you because your husband is a postman in charge. How can we make you a janitor?
我就那就。随你指教啦。
And I said, well, then do whatever you want.
他就派我在文书股、啊
so、
写钢板。
To do the writing work at a particular.
我一写七年。
And it took me 7 years to work like that.
对，七年当中我修了很多。
I learned a lot in those 7 years.
公文也修了很多。
And a lot of the format of writing.
这个逮人截物。
Memo.
土包子也修了一点洋。
So I was able to learn the modern interpersonal skills.
我就开始啊，我看人家都是科员，都是科长，我怎么是个小雇员呢
？And I started to notice how everybody else has a certain title to their position, but I was nothing but the lowest rank.
可是因为我是组长夫人，每个人对我都很客气。
And but because of my husband, everybody treated me quite politely.
所以我就拼命的做事，拼命读书。
And so I. On the one hand, I work hard. On the other hand, I try to study.
七年以后，我终于考上普通考，普检。
Finally, after 7 years, I passed the high school equivalent qualification test.
普检呢？哦，快时间快到了。普检就有高中资格。
And after that, and that means I have a high school equivalent diploma.
就可以参加普考。
So I can take the post high school.
普考及格，我就委任资格，我就省政府官。
And after I pass that, I can be assigned as one of the officers.
我继续参加高检。
And I continue to take the higher level test.
本来高检五年通过，我三年通过。
And it took people 5 years to pass. I passed in 3 years.
我连考高考三年。
And then also, I took the post-college.
55岁那一年高考通过。
And 55岁。In 1955, I passed that highest level examination.
那一年，嘉升在美国留学回去。
And Timothy returned home to visit from his.
我最后有一个政治学没有考哈。
From.
我说我明天考政治学。
And when he returned, so happened next day I was taking the test for politics science.
我还没有读。
And I didn't even have time to study.
我已经很累。
And I was so tired.
那我就睡到书房的桌子上，嘉升就念。
So I was lying down and asked Timothy to read to me.
他念我就听。
He read and I listened and memorized.
第二天他陪我考。
And next day he accompanied me to the examination.
果然考上
了。I passed.
第二年升官。
And next year I was promoted.
升到股长，我升得很快。
This very high-ranking officer, I was promoted rapidly this year.
股长做了官呐、啊，我要管全省的日政协会的经费。
And I was in charge of the budget of the entire section of that government.
这个打个岔，因为我从前是文书也做过，会计也做过，出纳也做过。这个升了股长管预算，我是手到擒来。
And because in the past few years I worked at a section that takes care of accounting or bookkeeping and literature and cashier. So to be in charge of budget was a piece of cake to me.
可是我呢，当了股长以后啊，要到省议会。
And I need to go to a special congress.
但是那省议员要执行我。
And they need to question me.
他要执行我的区长。
Am my superior about the things regarding budget?
区长叫我写资料给他。
And therefore my superior says, give me all these special notes.
遇到了一个防御交啊，台湾有一个福院交的审议员。
And one of the congressmen we dealt with was Mr. Huang.
他问我们的区长啊。
So he questioned my boss.
你兵方的年龄啊，可以退休了，你为什么还在干区长？
According to your age, you should have retired. How come you're still working?
区长就说，哎，你资料给我。
And my boss says, give me some information to answer questions.
我也不知道我要怎么讲啊。
And I had no idea how to answer that
question. 我以后就觉得这个是我遇到了难题。
And I felt this is too hard for me.
以后呢，就是两年以后。现在讲到哪来了？哦，对对对，我在考试以前呢，哈，我这个讲到哪来了？因为老糊涂了嘛。在每次考试以前呢，我都是跪到窗户底下祷告。
不
是啊，主耶稣啊。
And so, oh Lord,
你要给我的力量啊
give me strength.
我书又读得少
I'm not well educated.
你看要我考这个大学的课程
Look at all these
我说主赐我力量
taken by college graduates. You have to help me out.
假如考试你了我一辈子信主
And if I pass, I will use all my life.
所以说每次都让我考过
And the Lord will pass every time.
真是感谢主
I'm very thankful for that.
可是我几年来美国啊对我59岁哈
At age of 59
因为儿女在美国啊都需要生孙子了
Because of all my children in America they gave birth to the next generation
萱萱还没有生
Except Michelle
我就念人绝缘的提前退休
So I decided to retire early
来到了美国
I came to this country
来到美国就帮着他们带孙子
to help my children to raise up their
children 那个是薛文五岁
Sharon was 5 years old at that time
一共大大小小带了十个
and I have taken care of 10 grandchildren
最小的是
Vicky was the youngest
我60年学开车
and I learned how to drive at the age of 60
59年来的时候只不到两个月啊我就骑个脚踏车啊，当时不会说英文。
我在这边也骑车嘛 ，I would ride on the bike and go to adult school。
第一堂课啊，老师说 TV。
And the first, I remember first lesson, the teacher said TV。
我就问同学 TV 什么
？So I asked friend Bosman, what is TV？
对，连个 TV 的英文都不会。
I have no idea how to speak English。
我就每天啊，哎，以后骑脚踏车的发生一点事。
And then because a minor accident happened while I was riding on the bike,
下学先开车,
I decided to learn how to drive.
每天学,每天学啊,
I learned every day.
在这个 Shadow Park 啊, 偷偷的一个人一直练啊, 一直练啊。
In the community I was in called Shadow Park, I secretly practiced
all the time. 路考考五次。
I took me 5 times to pass the exam.
因为我的英文不行啊。对。
Because my English wasn't good enough.
我就记得一点。他前面写的两条路啊，写一个 waiting 就是要等啊。
And I remember when you see the big word waiting means to wait.
他 walk， 赶快走。
I thought was walking, so I immediately drove through.
他说 ，No， 不行。
And the judge says no， stop。
我说那回家再来吧。
So that was over. So I have to retake it.
他要我在第二个红绿灯右拐。
And the next time he said, make a right turn at red light.
我知道是红绿灯，可是我不知道第二个。
He said the second light, make a right turn. I understand the light, but I didn't understand the word second.
又是不行。
So of course I failed.
本身就是小问题都不行呐。
And all these details caused me to fail.
最后遇到一个黑人老太太。
Finally was this black lady.
你开的不错，应该让你通过嘛。
She said, you did a good job, I should let you pass.
啊，我考过了。
So I passed.
我也买了车。
And I bought a car.
开来开去每天带呀、啊、不管是 downtown 啊哪里呀、啊、Santa Monica 海边啊我都开。
I drove to downtown Los Angeles or Santa Monica.
可是我的这个不开高速公路。
The only thing I didn't do is the highway.
东拐西拐我都记得。
And I will remember my whereabouts very clearly.
开了13年。
For 13 years long I drove.
看这十三年中中啊，也发生了很有一个很气要很气的事情，很有气的事情。
There's something really funny happening in these.
我常常带我先生去观 swami.
Always take my husband to swami.
有一次啊，走圣盖博开到圣塔安娜。
One time I drove from Saint Gabriel.
开了对，开了一个小时。
It took us about an hour.
没有油了。
I was out of gas.
我去加油。
So I went to the station to get gas.
已经快进黄昏了。
It was getting dark at the time.
哎呀，我加完油了，我听到后门哐当一下子。
And I finished pumping gas, and I sat into my car and heard there's a sound of closing the door in the back.
我心里想，大概我先生已经上车了。
I thought, okay, my husband also came back to the car.
我这也不看后面。
I didn't even bother to look back.
我就一直开，一直开了。
I drove all the way.
开了40分钟。
40 minutes later.
到家了。
I got home.
我说老爷下车了。
I said, dear husband, time to get out. 看。没人。So then he wasn't in the car.
吓死了，这个老头不见了。
I was so shocked. I said, where is my husband?
结果我赶快回去啊，找他又开四十分钟。
And it should be another 30 minutes to return to the gas station. He was standing there for her.
他说我知道你会来等我。
He said, I knew you would come back.
这是主一个例而已。
This is just an example of our life.
以后呢有一年暑假
One summer,
我73岁那一年
I was 73.
深深他们圣盖博教会啊小孩子开一个什么班
暑期圣经班
暑期圣经班
At that time, Saint Gabriel Church was offering a week-long vacation Bible school.
所有的人呢都在那里开会
So all the people were there helping.
每月的给家站在开店
And my youngest son and his wife were taking care of their own store.
那我呢又帮他们煮饭
And I was helping out by cooking for all the teachers in the Bible school.
因为我已经住在圣塔安娜老人公寓啊
And because I live in the senior citizen housing in Santa Ana.
那我答应他们说哪一天我带你们去看医生
I promised one of the room, neighbors that I would take them to the doctor
我带他们买菜
I also take them to grocery shopping
我就给先生讲你们开会今天我要回老人公寓我要带他们看病
So I told my daughter-in-law Michelle says, you guys go ahead and serve and, but I have to go back to Santa Ana to take these people
因为一忙啊
doctors
一忙一累
Because I've been working, serving and I was kind of tired
后面坐了三个老人
And there are three older men, people in my car.
七嘴八舌的，七嘴八舌。
We were talking in the car.
说他抢他来，我没有带他，我有没有带他？他们都是发敲，哪一个发赢了，他来带三个。
Everybody wanted to get my ride, so they have to like, they have sort of like, what you do there? 猜拳。Draw knots.Basically, to decide who gets to get sit into my car. And before we reached the doctor's office,
前面有个 stop 啊,
there was a stop sign.
我都忘了停
Because we were talking and I forgot to stop.
那个车子砰
And there's another car coming.
我看不到，他带到马路中间
And then pushed the front of my car and dragged me for this.
这个时候啊救护车也来了，救火车也来了，警察也来了
，and policemen all arrived at the scene.
哎呀，我坐在那里傻傻的。
And I actually I didn't know what to do.
救护车把人每一个捆起来送走了。
And they took all the people in my car one by one and loaded onto the ambulance and they took them.
还有一个是我的长官。这里流血
And one of the older men in the back was my former boss. There's blood on his face.
我赶快把我的衣服脱了给他擦血
I immediately took off my jacket just to wipe his face.
他说不行不行，你的衣服以后不能穿呐。
He said, No, don't do this because you'll ruin your clothes.
结果三个人五滴五滴花都送到急诊去了。
Therefore, all three old men were taken to the hospital.
连我先生也送去了，四个都送去了。
Including my husband, so four seniors were gone.
头戴一个方盔，捆得紧紧的。
They put these braces on their neck and to fix their position and carry them to the ambulance.
可是我一个人在车上
，I was the only one left.
人怎么都走了
？Before I came to my senses, I realized everybody was gone.
我一个人还在车上
，I was the only one left.
因为那个警察问我要驾照，我还拿驾照给他，他说我的。
And the policeman asked for my driver's license. I was dealing with him at that time.
他说他还没有事。
And he said she seems to be okay.
我把个车子这样子一弄，哎， 还能走。
And I tried to play around with the gears and I was able to start a car.
我就把车子开到往前走。
So I decided to drive just forward.
我又往哪呀？
And I didn't know where to go.
还有有个救火车还在那里。
And there was still a fire engine.
我就一拐弯呢、啊、我就问那个救火车。
So I made a turn and asked the guy in the engine.
梅先生在哪里啊？
The worst thing
was emergency
plane. But my English wasn't that good.
他就把一个单子给我，这拐我那拐，这拐。
So he showed me a little map telling me how to turn.
我也找不到，就是加油站问。
And I still couldn't find it, so I stopped at gas station and asked.
Santa Ana 是一个城啊。
San Ana is a city.
好，走到一个很大的医院。
And finally, I saw this huge hospital.
哎呦，他们送到哪去了？
And I parked and I wonder where are these, my guys?
有一个医生
And there was a doctor in white.
走出来
Came out the door.
我就请教他我的 meeting is where 在哪里啊
I have to where the emergency place.
对他就说 here.
他就 And he said here.
但我就听不懂他说我带你他就带我
I still didn't understand him, so he took me to the place.
到了急诊室啊我一看那个柜台上面啊，有他们的那个就医卡。
And then I saw once I arrived in the emergency place, I saw on the counter were all my friends' medical cards.
四个人在里头啊，检查啊，心电图什么的，搞了四个小时。
And they were under examination for about 4 hours.
我手上有一个手机啊。
And I had this cell phone.
医院里头不能打。
Yeah, I cannot dial in the hospital.
我跑到外头打个学生，打个美院都打不通。
And then went outside, trying to reach Michelle or my another daughter-in-law, but there's no reception. They're all in the meeting in the church.
结果那个医生说啊，哎，你也要 check 一下。
Finally, the doctor noticed me. Said, you know, you should be checked too.
他把我一量。哎呦 relax.
And he measured my blood pressure and he goes, oh, relax.
他说我的心跳120。
And my heartbeat was high as 120.
哎呀。我说这完了。
I said, oh, I'm all over now.
我以后啊电话也打不通怎么办呢
Because I couldn't reach all the kids.
他们一个一个都推出来了。
And that time, one by one, all my senior friends got wheeled out.
有的贴布。
Some with bandage.
医生我一看他那个单子他说没事没事
Everybody was fine
都可以回家了
So we were all released home
可是我们的长官呢他已经留上了我不坐你车了两百块
And my former boss says I don't want to sit in your car anymore
我去找计程车
I'll find a taxi home
结果他跑到外头他怎么会找到计程车
Of course he couldn't find a taxi outside the hospital He doesn't speak the language
到最后说看你这车还能不能开
Finally he said Can you start your car?
我一看发动了
And I tried and it worked
四个人都坐上来了
So again they all went to
我就把他
们 my car and went home with me
我就把他们带回老人公寓
So I brought them back to the senior citizen and park
带回老人车停到我的车位
And I park in my parking space
哦，感谢主啊
I thank the Lord
总算四个人都还走着上楼。
Finally, these all four old men got into their home safely.
哎呀，我的车子停到那以后，第二天我的小儿子来看。
And next morning, my youngest son came to see my car.
水也透了。
And the water was gone.
什么都没有了，不能再动了。
And no, he could no longer start a car.
从此以后，我大女儿就把那个车子卖给保险公司。
So my oldest daughter just sold it to the insurance company.
不能再开车了。
She said you should not drive anymore.
73岁停止了开车。
So at age 73, I stopped driving.
这个无可奈何的停止。
And I was forced to stop.
看着车子还痒。
And so when I see you, other people's car, I still want to try.
昨天他买一个车子跟我一样的，也是 Toyota Camry.
Yes, sir. He got a new car.
马上就想要去开。
I want to try so much to drive the car.
我又讲到哪来了？快完了吧？我还要看一点资料哈，对，我就哦，车祸发生以后，我又搬家了，搬到另外一个老人公寓。
And after the car accident, I moved to another senior housing.
离他们比较近。
Closer to Timothy's family.
又住了三年。
I lived there for 3 years.
那是台湾人盖的。
And it was constructed by Taiwanese.
因为我跟他们说台湾话。
And so, because I was able to speak that dialect.
嗯嗯，很快乐。
I was very happy there.
可是加深碰掉婆婆呢？盖教会。
And because Timothy was sent out to start another ministry in Pomona area.
又盖了那么漂亮的新家给我们住。
And then he had made this nice facility for us to live in.
享受天伦之乐。
So I was able to unite with them and live together happily.
也有机会让我煮一些菜让大家吃一些。
And I had the chance to serve others by cooking.
然后我这个功夫并不是在大陆修来的。
And actually, I didn't learn how to cook.
也不是在台湾修的，对。
Actually, I learned how to cook in Taiwan.
嗯，很多老人家会教我。
A lot of older people taught me how.
可是有的呢是煮一次不费两次经验。
And sometimes it took me a while to pick up.
让你们大家不嫌。
I'm glad that you actually liked it.
如果我的身体还可以。
If my condition allows.
愿意常常煮给你们大家吃。
I'm happy to cook for you all the time.
我想话讲的太多了。
I think I have said enough.
嗯，因为我真是要感谢神。
And I really want to thank God.
我这一生最安慰的就是我们全家得救。
And the greatest thing, the greatest blessing to me is that every family member of our household is saved.
一家人儿女通通都是服侍神。
And all my children love to serve God.
尤其是萱萱跟嘉生。
Especially Timothy and Michelle.
成了你们国外弟兄帮忙协助啊。
And thank you for working and serving here together with them.
已经有两间教堂。
And they're serving in two locations.
真是成绩很好。谢谢谢谢国外的帮忙。
Thank you very much. Thank you for your help.
我现在这个时间也不多了，这已经超过了。在从前啊，我写信给人家都是纸短情长。
When I write letters to people, I always end it with saying, you know, I have so much more to express, but I only have limited number of paper.
就此得毕。
So I should stop here.
现在是时间太短。
Now I have to say, it's not paper, but the time is running short.
我的感恩的故事太长。
And I have so much grace for God to tell.
也只有就此停止。
So I have to stop as well.
谢谢大家。
Thank you very much.
祝国威平安，喜乐。以马内利，感谢神，谢谢。
如果大家想听更详细的见证，随时欢迎到我们家来。
But know more about the story, Mrs. Liang. Welcome to visit our house.
我想我们就读我们节目单上的一节圣经就好，约翰福音第一章第十二节。
I should read a passage with you, First John chapter 3 verse 1.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
John 1 verse 12 Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
他这边告诉我们信耶稣是什么意思。
Here this verse tells us what does it mean by to believe in Jesus Christ.
也就是接待主耶稣基督。
Which means to those who receive Jesus Christ.
就是把耶稣基督接到我们的心里。
To receive Jesus into your heart.
那神就赐给我们一个权柄。
Once we do that, the Lord will give us a right.
叫我们能够做神的儿女。
To become a child of God.
做神的儿女实在是蒙福无穷。
And that is such a blessed thing to be a child of God.
圣经告诉我们说在创世以前神就在基督耶稣里面拣选了我们。
And Bible has told us that before the foundation of the world, God has chosen us in Christ Jesus.
也许我们都还不认识神的时候。
Even before we knew God.
其实神认识我们。
God has known us.
他借着各样的环境来预备我们。
And through all circumstances, God is preparing us.
到有一天我们愿意把我们的心打开。
Until one day,We decided to open up our heart.
来接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
To receive him into our heart as our savior.
我母亲她用的一个题目叫做一路我蒙救主引领。
And the theme my mother used is all the way my savior leads me.
的确在我们一生的路上。
Yes, in all the days of our life.
是主他在引领我们。
It is the Lord who has been leading.
我们的主乐意与我们同行。
It is the Lord who is willing to walk with us.
当我们回头一看，心里面真的是充满了感谢。
Every time when we look back, our hearts will be filled with thanksgiving.
他帮助我们经过每一次的苦。
How he has helped us go through every trials in life.
他供给我们灵粮，他长我们生命。
And he provided for us spiritual food and help us to grow spiritually.
盼望在今天早间，我想每一位我们听了这样的见证。
And I believe everyone who heard the testimony this morning.
我们一起把感谢来归给我们的神。
We should give God our thanks.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌哈，
471首。
一路我蒙救主引领。
All the way my Savior leads me.
一路我蒙救主引领，曾俯身，我何必求？难道我还以太轻？必生尽有他拯救，深深安慰说天神光，平息我可从他得。我真的到凡事里问他有每一步必成，我真的到凡事里问他有每一步必成。我们里面有没有一个深深的知道？
Do we have this true understanding?
无论凡事领我，主有美意不必测。
That everything that has come upon me, God has a perfect will for it.
愿早上我们都带着一个感恩的心。
May we all bring a heart filled with thanksgiving.
我实在很感谢主，把我的父母赐给我。
I'm thankful that God has given to me wonderful parents.
这样子来照顾，这样子来抚养。
Who have taken care of me and brought me up.
我们每一个人都有多少需要把感谢归给神的。
There are so many reasons we should give God thanks for.
好吧，我们一起站起来。
Let us stand up and sing this.
我们再把这首歌唱一次。
From verse 1.
我们说一路我蒙救主引领。
All the way my Savior leads me.
来。一路我蒙救主引领，风拂身，我何必求？难道我还以太轻？今生今有他拯救，深深安慰说天神光，平息我可从他得。我真的到凡事里问他有每一步必成，我真的到凡事里问他有每一步必成。一路我梦就这一领，心替我走每步路，让我生命帮助我离美之功，让沉睡然力不能振，心灵虽然可难能，看了面前就是磐石，熄了火却何来成，看那面前是磐石，熄了火却可来成。无论你现在遇见的怎么样的环境，
It doesn't matter what kind of circumstance you are in right now.
无论你有多少的重担，
No matter how heavy your burden may be now.
早上我们都可以来交托给神。
This morning you can always entrust it to the Lord.
我们是神的儿女。
We are His children.
神是我们的父。
He is our Father.
他负我们完全的责任。
And He is fully responsible for us.
看啊，面前就是磐石。
Look, the rock of ages right ahead of us.
喜乐活泉可来尝。
And gushing from the rock before me, a spring of joy I see.
敞开我们的心。
Let us open up our hearts to our God.
接受耶稣基督做我们的拯救。
And to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior.
让他来保守，来帮助我们。
Allow Jesus to take care of us and to help us.
我们最后来唱第三节。
I sing the last verse together.
耶路撒冷就这一定哦这当爱和丰满不叫我到佛的家庭和乡音是的平安我临平上荣耀神君飞入天上光明处我有永远长子家君梦他引领我一路我有永远长子家君梦他引领我一路我们在主的面前有一些的祷告
Let us have some prayer before our Lord
有感动的弟兄姊妹可以带我们祷告
Feel free to pray.